From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, March 24th. Library branches in Butte County could soon be open more often and for longer. NSPR's Eric Adams reports the Board of Supervisors will make the decision at their meeting tomorrow.
All Butte County library branches could start operating up to 23 hours more each week than they are now. If supervisors approve the resolution, about 90 hours in total will be added across the county's six library locations. The funding would come from Measure H tax revenue. That's the 1 cent per dollar tax increase that voters passed in November. If the hours are approved, they will go into effect on April 1st. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
In other news, California will soon launch new technology into space to detect greenhouse gases. Governor Gavin Newsom's office announced the new effort to cut back on methane pollution Friday. It will use satellite-mounted sensors that send data to the state. That information will be used to locate and monitor methane emissions that would have been otherwise undetected. Data can also be used by local and state agencies to mitigate potential emissions and protect public health. The move comes after the Trump administration's push to cut back on the Environmental Protection Agency's climate research programs. Former Governor Jerry Brown previously promised to launch a similar satellite program during the first Trump presidency. And the Butte Humane Society in Chico is currently at maximum capacity and says it urgently needs people to foster. Fostering provides a temporary home for shelter dogs while the organization works to find them a permanent one. Butte Humane says it provides all necessary supplies, including food and vet care. The organization says it currently can't take in new dogs due to the capacity issue. They say the need is critical and are asking anyone able to foster a dog, even for a short time, to contact them. Also, school shutdowns during the COVID-19 pandemic had profound effects on education. 5 years later, some of those effects still linger, especially for California's most vulnerable students. NSPR's Ken Duvall takes a closer look.
Most districts continue to struggle with lagging enrollment, emotionally fragile students, and lower test scores. That's according to reporting by EdSource. Studies show that math and reading scores are still lower than before the pandemic. They're improving, but the disparities between low-income and more affluent districts are comparatively much worse and widening. The rates of depression and anxiety among students in poor areas are also much higher. EdSource reports that one thing did improve during COVID, though. California spent a lot of money getting kids connected to the internet. Financial support did make a difference during and after the pandemic, but federal grants have expired. Unlike most states, California continues to provide substantial money out of its own coffers, mostly targeted to low-income areas. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And finally, this winter brought a series of heavy, wet storms to the North State. Between rainwater and snowpack, some residents might wonder if we could see a miracle March this year. That's when March's precipitation makes up for the rest of a dry year. According to the Sacramento Bee, the phrase was coined after 50 inches of snow fell in March of 1991, which significantly helped relieve drought conditions. While this month began with a series of heavy winter storms that helped bring more snow to the area, the Central Sierra snowpack is still about 10% below the median. Major reservoirs such as Shasta Lake and Lake Oroville have higher than average water levels, though they're both only around 90% full. Weather experts say despite the storms, this month has been average in terms of precipitation and is not likely to be another miracle March. And those were your headlines for Monday, March 24th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.